Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you're spraying weed killer, do you ever think, that smells like it could make a good cereal? Most likely not, but it turns out, in some cases it does. Ryan Burrow joining us in now from Chicago. As some types of cereals, granola, oatmeal, contain higher levels of a chemical found in Roundup than what environmental working group considers safe. Ryan, how is that possible?
So there's a war going on between theories on whether or not glyphosate, this chemical that's used in Roundup, is actually harmful to human beings. Now, there are many institutions, the U.S. EPA, National Institutes of Health, all saying it's not that big of a deal. You can ingest these kind of chemicals, and it will essentially come out of your body, and it will do no harm. Now, there are concerns among some, including the World Health Organization, as well as this environmental working group, that this chemical can cause cancer, and especially large amounts of it. So they started testing some of these granola-related products, which this chemical is frequently used in. They include Quaker Oats cereals, Kellogg cereals, and they found in 45 tests they ran, 31 products had this chemical at a level that was higher than they recommend, which is 1/100th of a milliliter, so a pretty small amount. So there's still a working debate as to whether or not this chemical is actually harmful, but you know, when you lay out these 31 brands that many of us eat quite frequently, how about this Lucky Charms, Nature Valley Crunchy Granola Bars, Quaker Oat Chewy Chocolate Chip Granola Bars. I mean, these are a lot of brands that we buy and eat frequently. So it is raising some concerns to some people.
Wow. So if we check the ingredients on our cereal, we should look for glyphosate?
Well, you know, I don't think that the companies themselves, including Quaker Oats, say it's not anything we add during the milling process. This would be something that would essentially come to us when the granola came, and then we begin that process. So I don't know if you'll necessarily see that on there. But just be aware that it is something that is used in the growing of these plants and potentially could be inside of your system. It's just a matter of whether or not this is actually something that's harmful to you or not.
All right. Well, just another thing to watch out for that you put in your body. Ryan, thanks so much. Ryan Burrow joining us. Maybe a little something extra in your Lucky Charms. And when you hear about this debate, I don't care how you put it, that the Roundup ingredient might be in your cereal, that doesn't sound good no matter how small the amount
is. Exactly. I don't want to hear those two things together, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.